So, dear brothers and sisters, work hard to prove that you really are among those God has called and chosen. Not live loose, irresponsible. I'll show up when I want to. I'll read my Bible when I want to. I don't care. I do like I want to do. I'm going to party hard. I don't care. No, you have to work hard at keeping that flesh. Let me tell you something. Just, you know, I may have overdone it or something. But boy, when I had, when we were coming up, my wife and I, and we had 7 children, I worked hard. When I say I worked hard, it was hard for a man to stand with me. I may have been overzealous at it, but brother, I worked hard. I burned many of them down. Some of them want to go home. One fellow said, boy, if I had my, he made the mistake of riding to the job with us. He said, if I had my vehicle, I'd leave right now. But because you have a devil and demon that work hard at trying to distract you and discourage you and turn you around and keep you from living for God. They work hard at it. And you can't be casual about your faith walk. You can't be casual about your conduct among your brothers and sisters. They need you. They need you to live godly. They need you to grow up. God needs you to grow up. We got too many babies that's old babies in the crib wanting to, I'm my body. Get yourself out there. So we can get some babies in there. You've been in there, you ought to been running. You lay up there talking about you want a ball. Nobody come out and see me. That's for babies. As long as you've been around, you don't need anybody to come by patting you. Somebody give you a bottle. Bless God. Go encourage somebody else. Come on, preach, Pastor. You're doing good. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Verse 11 says, where I stop at verse 10 or 11. Then God will give you a grand entrance into the eternal kingdom of the Lord Jesus, our Savior. The Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, should I say. God will do what? Give you a grand entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When you live this kind of life and you worked hard at it, knowing that you were tempted, knowing that you could have stayed at home, knowing that you had time, you could have laid up and just slept, knowing at times somebody talked about you and you could have been striking back at them, but you kept your mouth shut. You walked in love. Knowing they done talked about you, helped them anyway. Hallelujah. God said when you walk like that, he's going to give you a grand entry. You're not going to just escape, just slide in there, just barely get in there. You're going to come in grand style. This my child. He walked, she walked with me on the earth. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Got to keep moving. Whew. I'll pick up some speed here. Ephesians chapter 4. This is from the New King James, everybody. New King James. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13 through 16, 25 through 32. All right. To all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, mature man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, tossed how? To and fro, carried about with what? Every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men, in the cunning, craftiness of deceitful plotting. But speaking who? But speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things. Now listen to what he said. May grow up how? Grow up in all things. See, he wants you to grow up in every area of life. If you're not grown up in your marriage relationship, he wants you to grow up in that. Hallelujah. If I'm not grown up in pastoring, he wants me to grow up. I don't need to be a little whiny pastor. Unprepared pastor. Just want somebody, just, you know, always whining. I ain't doing this. Say, what is he doing? He want me to grow up and be a mature man. Some backbone. Glory to God. Where did I stop? Speaking the truth in love, may grow up into all things. May grow up in all things in him. Who is the head? Who? Christ. From whom the whole body joins and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share. There we go again. See, that's why you need to be mindful when you renege and hold back. You're not doing your share, and it makes it hard. And you're in the way, hindering other people that would you could help grow up. They see in your slackness, they think that's what they're supposed to do. No. You got to grow up and become productive, fruitful, active, faithful, loving, tenderhearted, bold, encouraging. Don't sit around and wait for somebody else to do something. You encourage other people yourself. Okay? Hallelujah. Productive.